you guys, welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. If you clicked on this episode, you want to know more about standards. Let's get into it. Let's talk about standards because I feel like a lot of us be settling in fucking relationships and settling in friendships and settling for jobs, settling for just settling, period, settling. For shit that it's like, nah, we could get better. We deserve better. But because of the fact that we don't know our standards and we don't know our self-worth is why we end up settling. We end up settling for these whack-ass men or whack-ass women that, you know what I'm saying, don't even deserve our energy, don't even deserve our time, don't even deserve our body, much less y'all, because y'all be giving your bodies away to motherfuckers that, you know, don't even deserve that shit. And, you know, and like even jobs, you know what I'm saying? You be working years and years at a job that don't value you, don't treat you good, ain't giving you that raise that you know you deserve. Like, it's like, because you don't know your motherfucking worth and because you don't know your standards, period, period, period. The reason why I say this is because I experienced it. I used to work at, you know, jobs all the time where it's just like, I felt like I wasn't being valued, but I wasn't standing up for myself. I wasn't saying anything. And, you know, like they would walk all over me and I would have anxiety. I would cry. I'd be sad. Like, you know, because I knew I didn't deserve to be treated that way. And then when I started to understand, you know, my value that I have naturally, because we all have natural values within. Listen, God created us so unique, so amazing, so special, so one of a kind. Like nobody in this world, and how many people are in this world, right? Nobody in this world has your fingertips. Your fingerprint. That's how divinely and just amazing and unique and special you are, that and how God created you. So it's like you gotta know that power within inside of yourself to know that you are unique. There's nobody else like you. When you own that shit, to know that you are unique and you own knowing the strengths that you have with, like, everybody has strengths and weaknesses, right? Once you own your strength within inside of yourself and you know your, like, you know your worth, you'll never tolerate a job that does not deserve you, right? Even if they think that you're not good enough. Fuck that shit. No, once you know your value, you know your worth, you put a number on it and you will attract somewhere that will match that. I've experienced it. And I'm telling this off experience. And the same thing with a relationship. You need to know your standards and not settle for nothing fucking less than that. And don't get me wrong, you're going to experience motherfuckers in the side of this world that is going to be attracted to your good light, to your good energy. And you're going to have an experience with those people, but that doesn't mean that you need to stay there forever. That doesn't mean, you know, the problem is that we become attached. Right? Through codependency, right? Through us not knowing our value, not knowing our worth. So we settle and we take until like we reach a breaking point, whether that person cheats on you or you finally reach your breaking point where just like you walk away. And then you ended up spending so much years with that person, and then you live kind of like in regret, saying, oh man, I wasted all these years on this person. I knew this and I knew that. Listen, I can help. I'm helping y'all right now. All you need to do is find out what your standards are. Find out what your boundaries are. Find out what's your self-worth. Find out what's your self-love. What does that look like to you? When you find out these things, I'm telling y'all right now, you will not tolerate as much shit as you be tolerating right now. And I know there's a couple people out there that are listening to this podcast that are tolerating a lot of fucking bullshit. Whether it be in a relationship, whether it be a friendship, whether it be a family member, whether it be a workplace environment, whatever. Right? life is going to test you. Life is always going to come at you, but you got to know your strengths within inside of yourself to understand, like, how can I take these experiences that life is going to throw at you, learn, grow, evolve, and what? Wise up and rise up above every freaking occasion, because you can. You can. Sorry, y'all, I was a little bit thirsty there. But you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can rise up above any situation once you, again, do the work within inside of yourself to understand, again, I'm going to repeat this over and over and over and over again, your boundaries, your self-love, you know, your self-worth, your values, what you value, your confidence, you know? When you learn all these things about yourself, you know, when you learn how to set healthy boundaries, when you learn what, like, what are your standards, right, in life, you will be so empowered to stand up like the queen or king that you are, to not tolerate bullshit when it comes along your way. You know what I'm trying to say? So that's the biggest thing. Like, when you do the self-work, and that's the problem. Nowadays, nobody wants to fucking do the self-work. That's the motherfucking problem, you know? Everybody rather just go la-di-da-da-da and find, you know, distractions to distract them, whether it be sex, whether it be, you know, talking to people that we know is not good for us, that creeps around and comes around whatever they fucking feel like it, you know? Or we stick to jobs that we feel like we need them to so that we can pay our bills. Listen, like, I'm telling y'all based off of experience, like, I've been in fucked up situations where I had to walk away from that job and I didn't know how the hell I was going to pay my bills. God always makes a way. God always makes a way. Always, always, always. I'm telling you right now, I've been in some messed up financial situations and God always made a way for me. And I know there's somebody out there who's listening to this who can testify that to that. That no matter what situation they've been in, no matter what they've been in, they went through, God always made a way. And that's what I'm trying to say to y'all. Like, you gotta have faith in something. You have to have a strong belief in something, and know that no matter what you're experiencing, I love to say this in my podcast, life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. There's always valuable lessons that you can learn from every freaking experience that you experience, whether it be good, whether it be bad. There's always something that you can take out of it to do what? Wise up and rise up in your life to better your life for yourself, right? So when you understand these key things that I'm sharing with you, you will see. You will find a freaking strength within inside yourself where you ain't gonna tolerate. You ain't gonna tolerate certain things from nobody. Not your family member, not that relationship, not that coworker, not that job, not nothing. And that's what I want to encourage and inspire so many people who listen to me to learn how to do that. I know it's not easy. I know it's easier said than done. But once you put in the work on a daily basis and keep working on yourself and keep working on yourself and keep working on yourself, you will see it'll start to become easier and easier and easier. And it'll just be you. It will just be the way of living for you. It'll be so easy. You won't even think about, oh, what's my standards? You won't even think about what's my... It will come so snap of a finger, so natural to you. Because you'll know to train yourself that way to be like, nah, I'm not tolerating that. Nope, I ain't accepting that. Nope. As soon as you see a person come into your life and they ain't fitting those standards, you're like, nope, red flag, bye. You know, they're just, you're not going to entertain it. You're not going to invest your time, your energy into shit that, again, doesn't fit your standards. Is maybe overstepping your boundaries. No, you will see that you will put your foot down so quickly. This is why it's so important to invest the time in yourself. Do the freaking work. Stop using distractions, you know, to temporary pleasures to, you know, fix you when it's only temporary. Those things are not going to fix you. You're just going to be stuck in a loophole of not growing mentally and emotionally, not evolving inside of your life, but keep being stuck in toxic cycles. Whether it be a toxic job, toxic friendship, toxic relationship, whatever. You have to do the inner work to receive better. You have to do the inner work to elevate. You have to learn how to let go and not be fearful of the letting go to make room for better inside of your life. Because if not, then you're gonna not even make any room. You're gonna stay stagnant into that same toxic energy and not be able to get nowhere inside of your life. So I give y'all all the tips and all the tools on what you need to do, right? So that you won't have people overstepping your boundaries. You won't have people, you know, not you settling and them not standing up there with your standards for yourself. You know? Nah. Listen to me. Whoever's listening to this, you are a man. If you're a man, you are a king. If you're a woman listening to this, you are a queen. Y'all deserve the freaking world. The world. But y'all have to feel it. Y'all have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to speak it. No matter if you think it's crazy what you feel like you deserve or what you know that you deserve. It doesn't matter. As long as you have faith in God, everything else will align and work out for you always. Always. You just have to have faith. And you have to know what your standards are, what's your boundaries, know how to have self-love, and all these things. You need to get to know yourself more, and when you get to know yourself more and ask these questions and work on them, like I said, everything else will fit in naturally, you know, and you will find yourself being strong enough to get yourself out of toxic situations, whether it be a workplace, relationship, friendship, whatever. Because again, you're elevating. Those things, you'll feel it. Those things can't come with you no more. So my whole podcast, y'all, is about helping y'all to wise up and rise up above your life today to become a better damn version of yourself. And I hope that this episode has helped inspired you, motivated you, educated you, gave you some great tips and tools and learning how to wise up and rise up and become a better version of yourself today. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Leave me a comment, y'all. Let me know what your thoughts are. Make sure that you guys are going and check out my YouTube channel at Tracy Ann Gobin. You're following me on TikTok. I have a support Facebook group if you're going through a toxic relationship, breakup, narcissistic relationship, whatever, and you need some support. I have a Facebook group, y'all. I'm trying to help as many people as possible to inspire them and motivate them. So if you can share this podcast, I would really, really appreciate it. If not, y'all, it's all good. Don't worry. Keep tuning in. I'm going to keep posting. I'm going to keep y'all updated to be inspired and motivated to wise up and rise up inside of your life always. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, you guys, I appreciate you guys all. And I'll catch y'all again on another episode.